When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Need to get out of a meeting? Call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS Live on Paramount Plus. Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, here we go. A little power up time with BT and Sal. We'll go over our NFL power rankings, top five teams in the NFL. Last week, BT, we did it 5-1. Let's go 1-5 this time.
Why are we going to switch it up?
Because I feel like we might be different toward the end as opposed to...
That's fine.
The top of the order. Although, who knows? I mean, this is, I don't even remember what I did last week.
I forgot to. Also, I had a little slippage, actually.
I do know that I had the same team number one.
Me
so
too.
I'll start there. I'm going to go with the Lions still number one. Wasn't overly impressed with the way that they beat the Texans, but still a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, getting that win. I think the Lions are the best team in the NFL. I mean, you look at their record, sure, but the way that they've been dominant as well. Do they have the highest point differential? I think they do.
They did. Do they still have
it? Yeah, by a pretty good margin, too, plus 113.
Mm-hmm.
I think second best is the Bills at plus 97 with some quick research here. So anyway, Lions to me, number one.
Listen, I love Detroit. I love their story. I'm going to stick with Kansas City. They're still they're still unblemished here, but I got to tell you, you know, I say this, and I think there's their hold on this spot is going to prove to be very fragile. Now, their bottom third rushing yards, so it's starting to get cold now, a little different profile games, and their passing attack is good, but it's not vintage Kansas City. So if they're not flinging it around, I just don't think they have the weapons, and not about Mahomes as much as the weapons around them. You know, can they win the shootout? Can they win the grinded-out game if they have to, if the passing game's not there? I don't know, because they don't run the ball well so far. So I'm going to stick with Kansas City. It feels tenuous to me. I don't know. Not loving that spot.
Yeah, interesting that you would still have them number one. I think last week I had them at 2, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, I might have had them at 3. They have dropped.
You dropped them.
In my rankings.
Okay.
I have the Ravens still number 2, or at least
Ooh.
Number 2. Yeah, I mean, an impressive win back and forth against a tough Cincinnati team. Now, again, ultimately, they're going to have to do it in the postseason. That's it. We know what this Ravens team is. It's loaded. Maybe now more so than ever with the combination of running the football and being able to throw the football. But can they do it against the best of the best, or can, more specifically, Lamar Jackson do it against the best of the best in the postseason? I think they can this year. I'm going to go Ravens right now. I think that they're the second best team in the NFL.
That seems a little ambitious to me, but I got you. I mean, listen, the Ravens very well should have lost that game. There's a bad call. And I understand, getting to a divisional matchup, Joe Burrow's amazing, Ja'Marr Chase is amazing. It's no shame that you won 35-34, which they did. I'll get to the Ravens for me after. I'm going to stick with the Lions at 2.
Mm.
I don't need to really, really church it up too much here. I'd like to see Goff bounce back with a big one.
Did they lose a little bit in your mind?
He threw a couple of picks.
That's what I'm saying.
A little bit. I still really, 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 really like them. I put it this way, my top two spots, Kansas City and Lions, I think they're both vulnerable, which speaks to the year in the NFL that we're having. Now, for me, number 3, I got the Bills. The Bills are good at everything. I don't think they're great at anything, and the stats back that up from an offensive perspective. They're, you know, 14th or 15th pass, 14th, 15th run. Pretty good balance, which is not bad, but I am surprised that their tight end production is not what it supposed to be. Between Knox and Kincaid, I thought they would just be destroying people. So I love Josh Allen. I like the coaching stability. Mulatto has that window to get healthy. Their linebacker who got hurt, remember, he got hurt in camp right away. So if he gets back, tighten up that defense a little bit, I do like the Bills. Actually, they're a lot better than I thought they would be. I thought they lost a lot. They're number three for me.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. That's one way of the same with the Bills. And the reason why I have them ahead of Kansas City is because I think they're going to beat Kansas City this coming weekend in the game that I cannot wait for, 425. Really looking forward to it. And if I think they're going to beat Kansas City, then why wouldn't I have them? Not that that means everything head-to-head, because I have some backwards rankings a little bit when it comes to that. But I'm down on Kansas City. So I'm with you, Buffalo, number three, for a lot of the reasons you said. I think they're legitimate. This is their chance to maybe break through and get to a Super Bowl, potentially win one. I have the Chiefs number four. And that's, I know it's disrespectful for the reigning champs. They're undefeated. But, dude, like, more harm came of them barely beating the Broncos. And I know division rival, whatever, and they still won the game, block field goal, all that stuff. To me, more damage was done. Like, that to me validated my concerns about the Chiefs going in. They should have lost that game. And the fact that they never put anybody away, it's infuriating. Yes, they're 9-0. They're going to get caught at some point, I think, this weekend. And I also just don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to do it in the postseason. Now, again, they have to, until they actually get beat, these are just, it's empty words, but I have them number four on my ranking.
Well, listen, part of the ranking here is obviously reacting to what we've seen, but also start a position what we anticipate
projecting,
seeing as
yeah.
well. So it's
right.
kind of a hybrid. So I got you. Number four for me, I'm going to go with Philly. The Eagles are 7-2. By the way, they haven't lost since the bye.
You have the Ravens on here yet or no?
We'll get to them.
Okay.
Maybe.
Just making sure I didn't miss
yeah,
that.
Okay. I didn't miss
it.
Same yet.
Yep.
The Eagles are running the heck out of it. Sorry, Giant fans. Saquon's crazy. Obviously, Hurts can run a lot. I'd like to see a little more balance where get those numbers. So instead of being second in rushing and 20th in pass, maybe kind of meet somewhere in between a little bit more. But they won five straight, and they're starting to click a little bit. The Eagles, to me, now, their coach worries me. Sirianni in a big spot. I think he's too loose, but Saquon has given them a lot this year. So I love them. I mean, the way they look now versus how they looked early, they look like they're starting to round into form. I like the way they look right now, Sal.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They did not make my top five, but much like you with the Bills, the Eagles are better than I gave them credit for. And I think tonight's going to be a telling game. Like on my almost made it in the top five list,
yep.
I have both the Eagles and Washington. And the winner of tonight's game could potentially land in the fifth spot next week. So I'm looking forward to that. But I can't put the Eagles there yet, especially if I'm going to leave Washington out, which I am. That's not on my list either. I'm leaving Washington and Philadelphia off, but I understand why you would have them on there.
Yeah, and a couple teams that I thought about but didn't get to. The Steelers, I mean, you got to show them.
Yep.
Maybe they made yours. We'll find out in a sec.
Yep.
Steelers got to get some love there. I thought quickly about Green Bay, just on a cursory level. Like if I was to put any other teams in my top, and it would be in the five spot, it would be either Pittsburgh, maybe the Packers or maybe the Commanders. For me, like, once you get to that point, there's really nobody else I can even remotely justify being a top five team, but those three teams didn't make it for me.
I am going to stick with the Chargers at number five. I believe I had that last week projecting. They didn't do anything to hurt their standing. I know they beat on the Titans, but that's what they do, and I think they're getting better. And my only internal discussion with this was Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh beat them head-to-head, but it was earlier in the year, and the part of the projection for me, I think the Chargers project better long-term than the Steelers. Steelers would have been my first team out, just because it's hard to disrespect them. They just beat Washington on the road. They're 7-2. They've got a great head coach. They've got a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl before. I know he's not that same player, but the Steelers have all the pieces in place. They're leading a very tough division. Big matchup this Sunday with the Ravens. Maybe that could change. If they beat the Ravens, they will be in the top five next week. No question about it. Ravens will take a little step back. But for now, I still project the Chargers to be better than Pittsburgh long-term. So I have Jim Harbaugh leading the way at number five for me.
I've got the Ravens, the other Harbaugh, at number five. Probably a little bit too low for some people. 7-3. I touched on the fact they very easily and should have on some level lost the Bengals game. Not the biggest crime in the world if they would have lost to Joe Burrow and Chase, but they're just ripping it up through the air. What are they, first in passing yards? So I think they're number one in total yards a game. They're just very explosive. They're well coached. You know, back to Russell Wilson, so I've got Ravens 5. Ravens 5, Eagles 4, Bills 3, Lions 2, Kansas City 1.
So we have both in our top 5. I have the Lions, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, and then I have number 5, Chargers.
And I've got the Eagles.
Correct.
So that's the one variable there.
Four teams are the same of the 5. The difference is you have the Eagles, I have the Chargers.
And slotted a little differently, as we said. You know, let's face it. I mean, we got to show Russell Wilson a little respect here. We were cracking jokes. He's corny. He's this. He's done. He's that. Would it surprise anybody if Russell Wilson goes to any road venue in January and wins a tough playoff game? Me neither.
I think they got the formula here. We're overlooking it, but they have the head coach, they have the defense, and the quarterback has been proven in big games before. He's looking maybe not as good as ever, but
he
threw to Pickens. That was
I
mean, a beautiful drop it in the bucket pass by Russell Wilson. And the Steelers, a great organization that built a good foundation, brings a quarterback in, two quarterbacks, as a matter of fact, cast off. And maybe eventually get a transition from Russell Wilson to Justin Fields and be set up beyond that.
Well, and the receiver they bring in, I mean, the Jets were the one who basically got Mike Williams ready for the season, you know, because when they got him for 1 year, $10 million, I understood it. Hey, it's a flyer. He's not ready. He's going to be on the pup. He's going to work on the side, get himself going. And I know we're all thinking, maybe, you know, even though we played before that, by week 3, 4, or 5, Mike Williams is going to be balling, catching touchdowns from Rodgers. That did nothing. Rodgers basically ran him out of town. The first game he goes to Pittsburgh, game-winning touchdown. So they now have a big body threat who has scraped away in the red zones, the tight red. Who scraped away the rust, learned to trust his knee. And Mike Williams is a good player. I don't know what the hell happened here, but Mike Williams was always good.
Was Pittsburgh your first team out?
Yes.
Okay, so we agree with that. One more team name I want to bring up to you. I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams. We've discussed all of them except one. Yeah.
You didn't go Denver, did you?
No, okay. NFC.
Oh, NFC. I think you gave up on the Vikings at this point because the Darnold.
Correct.
Okay, so forget about them. Niners.
No, although that's not a bad one.
Who?
Cardinals.
Not bad.
Again, now, if you're projecting, you probably have the Niners
not bad.
But just quick glance, I mean, 6-4, they're playing really good football, running it. Now, they probably never cracked the top 5, but even the fact that I would have them on a list of 9. And you're right. Like it probably the not again. Niners 5-4. They've got to get it going here.
And they get healthy.
Cardinals have won 4 straight. They're playing really well. Kyler Murray looks terrific.
He does.
They run the football down your throat. Like, hey, they may be in the NFC. And maybe the Cardinals could do some damage.
Hey, if we're watching them on, say, Wild Card Saturday, would it surprise anybody if they win? I think the answer is no. I actually think they're going to be a playoff team. I saw something during the Jets game.
Division? They win the division or just a playoff team?
I've got to thoroughly investigate that a little bit more. Okay. I'm not going to close the door on San Francisco. You know, C-Mac back, whatever. But the strength of schedule, I'll take it for what it's worth, but they put this up there in the Jets-Cardinals game. So far, the Cardinals have had the toughest strength of schedule, easiest rest of the way.
Yeah.
So and they've carved out some wins against some tough teams. Now it gets easy.
Sitting pretty at 6-4, top of the NFC West.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.